The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 579.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a chef turned techie, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So I'm going to introduce you to Preksha Kaparwan. Preksha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for having me here. And I come from a small area in Himalayas, from Uttarakhand, and my father is an army. And we have a lot of self-dependency, though Indian women have a lot of dependency on their parents, on their spouse, in terms of what they want to do and what they should be doing. And I challenged that, and I started my career as a chef, which in itself was a little different for everyone around me. And then I switched and I started to work around data analytics and machine learning.
Thanks for sharing that. And Preksha, what's your cultural background?
I belong to a very religious family in Uttarakhand. And that is, I don't know if you're aware of these spiritual places called Badrinath and Kedarnath in India. They are a very religious family and they like their girls to be, you know, very nice and not like outgoing in a sense. Like they have to be very reserved and stuff. But then to start working on something that you really believe in, you have a lot of society and parental pressure. In order to take your own journey, you have to fight a lot of people, a lot of things, at this point, I would say a lot of investors who look at us thinking that a girl might not be able to take their company forward.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Most people will not call it a self-confidence quote, but I think someone told me that, Preksha, when you're already at zero, you are at the best position to create something out of it because you cannot go below that. So that gives me a lot of motivation. If I am nothing, any impact I create will be a positive one.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote. And I always say that, you know, when you're at your like most bottom, you know, there's no other way than to go up. So I really love that you mentioned that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think being self-confident is believing in your idea, believing that what you're doing or what you're capable of doing is worth doing. Because a lot of people will come and tell you that, you know, you shouldn't be doing this or this would not happen. But knowing that you don't need anyone's validation, to see that how you can learn something, how you can find a path, I think that is the biggest confidence anyone can have.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Preksha, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I speak very fast, okay? And that would bring a huge communication gap. And I used to feel that no one wants to talk to me because people would ask me to repeat stuff and they would not hear my idea because most of the time when you are a very sharp kid, people think that, you know, whatever she's saying or any smart kid is saying is actually, you know, it has no basis of it. They just feel that, you know, but mostly I think this happens for entrepreneurs that they think beyond where everyone is looking at. So they have a vision. So when I used to feel, we used to talk to my friends and my family, I used to see that gap that they don't understand me and I do not know how to explain it to them. But then I met just one person who had a vision greater than mine. And when I saw that gap happening in his vision and mine, and I tried to push myself to understand that vision, I realized that that's what has been happening so far. And then I realized that I don't need to explain things to anyone. So that was one moment where I realized that, okay, I'm self-sufficient. I don't need anyone understanding what I'm trying to say. All I have to do is just go ahead and pursue it. Do it.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes when we do certain things, we just feel like, you know, people, like you mentioned, won't understand us, but not everybody has to understand us, right? You know, we just go out there and do what we love and, you know, do what we can to live our dreams.
Yes, more than explaining it to someone more, we will feel like that it's not worth it.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can be, you know, who you wanted to be or be the person that you are today, especially, you know, having a career change from being a chef to a techie? You know, what was that aha moment?
Yeah, I don't think there was a specific moment when I felt like, okay, now this is not what I'm going to do and I'm going to be here or like, you know, in data analytics or a techie. There was a period of time where I was very lost. I did not know what to do because I just kept feeling that whatever I start doing at this point will have a learning curve. I was very happy as a chef, but that was mostly back of the house. And I realized that like the group of people I work with, they do not have a vision towards technology, and I wanted the entire environment to be more technology friendly, more advanced, you know, better. Maybe I was not at a good place where I could see things happening in a better way. So I moved out of there, and I had this couple of months that I did not know what I want to do. So I started to study a lot of books, started to study religion, study technology, study geography, to just to figure out where my interest lies. And for at that time, I was nowhere. So whichever place I would go to, and you know, I'll have to start from scratch. So I was like, whatever I want to do, I can just pick. And then I picked technology, and I started to learn a little bit designing, a little bit coding. And then I ended up talking to such amazing companies and such amazing people that I realized that this is my calling.
Thanks for sharing that. And I like how you mentioned, you know, most people when they start from scratch, they just feel like, you know, it's just like such a battle, right? It's like they have to start all over again. And it's like, you know, like I mentioned, like a battle for them. It's like they feel like they can't go out there and do it. But you were just like, I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to start from scratch and just go for it and see how it's going to go. And, you know, you pick something like tech, which you love, which you mentioned was your calling. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
So my life now is, so we are working with voice technology in dashboards. So, you know, automating how dashboards in the industry work right now. And there is a lot of designing and programming and product designing that is included in this. My role mostly is of marketing now that I have it. The company has been there for 3 years now. Me starting to code and pushing it to clients and figuring out what works for them, what doesn't work for them, has finally led me to be a marketeer. So now it's pretty nice. So the company is doing pretty well. And I think what the decision I took a couple of years back, that this is what I want to do. I want to explore something that, you know, can help me channelize my energy, help me see what I can add to the world, to the mission. So I think that has worked out pretty well for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And Preksha, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
One tip I'm going to give to every woman out there is we have been taught to look up to someone to validate what we want to do and anything we want, any action we want to take. Stop waiting for the validation. You are enough for yourself. So, you know, just go ahead and do what you feel is correct.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great tip that you mentioned. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can connect with me on Preksha Kaparwan on LinkedIn. And you can find me on Instagram as The Hot Suit. And I think you can find me on Facebook by Preksha Shevke.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Preksha, you can also head on over to thetalvselfconfidence.com and search for Preksha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Preksha for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Preksha.
Thank you, Sheena, for having me. I think it was really important for me to share this as well, because I would otherwise never realize that there are women who are still, you know, wanting to find their way out, just like me.
Not a problem. I mean, yeah, you know, we never know until we do something like this, not realizing that we're not alone in this and that there's so many people out there who are going through the same thing. And if we can just all do it together, then it, you know, it just gives us more confidence to keep going. So, you know, it was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.